Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order for the business for this evening will be the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the revised agenda?
Mr. Chairman, just for announcement purposes, case number 11278 for Robin Wright was withdrawn on September 26, 2013. It is noted on the revised agenda. Just for announcement purposes. Everything else stays on as posted.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as revised.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last, or rather, September the 9th meeting.
So moved.
I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our September the 9th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carried. Next is the finding of the facts of the September the 9th meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills again and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the finding of the facts of our September the 9th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give a usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, and to ensure full participation by those here present here with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct would not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotypes concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
First application is case number 11276, the application of Stokely Materials, LLC. The site is located north of Route 9, also known as Lewis-Georgetown Highway, and being west of Nassau Comet Road, 3,700 feet southwest of Route 1 at Five Points, being identified on the tax map ID 334, map 5, parcel 152.06. And they are requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for business, commercial, or industrial uses. For the benefit of those present, this site was approved for this type purpose in 2008, and this is actually to retain the manufactured home type structure that already exists on the premise. I received no correspondence from any individuals or agencies in reference to this application. And today we did receive a petitions, form letters, I guess you could say. The letter, there's approximately 56. The states that this letter is in support of the request of Stokely Materials for a special use exception at 17630 Nassau Commons Boulevard, Lewis, Delaware, 19958. The location and services rendered by Stokely Materials are convenient to the community that it is serving. The operation is always neat, and the yard waste drop-off program is an environmental benefit. Please let the Board of Adjustment Commission know I support Stokely Materials' application for a special use exception. And as I said, there's, 56 letters in that same form. I can pass them down if you'd like to see them.
I don't need to. Any member want to see them?
No. That's all I have. I should have questions.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, appears our office may have done some work in the past for the applicant. I don't know that this creates a conflict that I'd be unable to answer your questions, but in the event that the board felt there was one, I'd request that any questions be deferred to Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Sure. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
To give you whatever
Mark Davidson, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Kenneth Adams, 23047 Lakeview Drive, Milford, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Dennis Schrader. I am attorney for Stokely Materials, LLC, which is presenting to you tonight for your consideration case number 11276, as was described by Mr. Lank. Let me begin by saying, if I had thought to remember, there would have been a 57th letter, but as luck would have it, I left it on the desk. And so Mr. Stickle's efforts will come up one short tonight.
Okay.
I have with me Ken Adams, who is the principal of Stokely Materials, LLC, and Mark Davidson from Benoni Engineering. They should be familiar faces to all of you for their work in the building doing various things at one time or another. As Mr. Lank has described for you, the application is the renewal or revival of a special use exception of a previously granted special use exception. In 2008, Nassau Vineyards secured approval for the use of this structure, which in fact is a mobile home, to use for commercial purposes. That application was 10168-2008, and it expired on July 21st. 2013 this year, and almost immediately thereafter we filed for the renewal or revival of the application. If you're familiar with Route 9 at all, going towards Five Points, this is immediately next to the pump station and the entrance to Nassau Commons Road, which appears on this particular plot right here. This is the pump station. There's a row of commercial activities that runs back towards, I believe it's the Redmen have a lodge back there, and it's also another entrance to the wedding and vineyards area back that way. The site that is our proposed site, proposed in the sense that it's already there, and we're going to try to get the renewal, is occupied by this building, which is depicted in this photograph over here. This picture was taken from the Nassau Vineyard side of the property. It is, I'm told, two mobile homes that were pushed together. And then the principals of Nassau Vineyards, LLC, which would be the Shell Brothers, dressed it up a little bit to look like a colonial home based upon the drawing that was contained in the application that took place in 2008. In all fairness to them, they did a pretty good job of not making it look like a manufactured house. As I've pointed out to you, this site is located south of Nassau Commons, which contains many commercial activities. To the west is a mixed-use commercial residential area that is part of Nassau Vineyards and will be developed in an easterly direction at some point in time. This property is west of a number of commercial sites in Belltown. Probably the closest would be The old Edge Hill Pharmacy building that was at one time a Justice of the Peace Court as you go to the east and would have been on the north side of the road. The site has been landscaped by my client to make it look as attractive as it could be. After all, they are in the landscaping business. It gives the best visual appearance possible for their particular activity. On the Route 9 side, there are a couple sample bins out there to attract customers to their business. On the inside, within the fence, and on the north side of the house is the actual bins from which landscaping material would be sold by Stokely Materials. The sales entrance is off Route 9. It's actually on Nassau Cummins Road on the other side of the pump station, so that it doesn't have any interference with the heavily traveled Route 9 traffic westbound. And the last thing that I would point out to you is that my applicant, Stokely Materials LLC, is the actual leaseholder of this site under a lease that was granted and renewed in February of this year, and has used this sales site for the sale of landscaping materials for a number of years. Under 115-80A, even though it doesn't look like a mobile home, and even though it is a commercial district where commercial activities are permitted, we're obligated to come in and renew the permit for the use of a manufactured home for commercial activity for a period of time up to 5 years. There are no other extending conditions that would come from this as if it would, if it were some other special use activity. That would conclude my presentation, except that I would like to have Mr. Adams to come forward, who's been sworn. Mr. Adams, you've heard what I've had to say on your behalf this evening or on behalf of your company. Do you agree with my comments?
Yes, sir, I do.
And you're familiar with the area in which your business is located?
Absolutely.
Do you have any opinion as to whether or not this special exception would have any substantial adverse effect on the uses of neighboring or surrounding properties?
I believe it wouldn't. Actually, it's a commercial area that there's other similar businesses that are our neighbors.
That would conclude our presentation. Mr. Adams, myself, and Mr. Davidson are available to answer any questions that you may have of us.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with Mr. Mills.
I have no questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Wharton?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Callaway, have no questions. They have been answered. So hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since the business has been there for 5 years or more, and we haven't heard testimony that there has been a substantially an adverse effect because of its use or the mobile home, and we didn't hear testimony contrary to the effect, I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,276 for a period of 5 years.
Hey, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,276 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,276 is approved for 5 years.